Hey everybody, and welcome back. I can't believe that I'm back with you guys. It's been way too long. I want to say thanks for still listening to this podcast, because I can't believe the numbers that I still get on how many downloads actually happen on this podcast. So thank you. I would not continue to do this if it wasn't for you. But you guys are all saying, hey, we really miss you. We really just miss hearing just you. We really miss hearing you talk, just random talk. So here I am. But you guys have been such a big part of Motherland. And so thank you for that support. You guys have been such a big part of watching me live on TikTok. So thank you for that support. So I guess all in all, I must be doing something right. Haven't quite figured out what that is, but you guys like it. Maybe it's me. So as you can see, like, I did a little revamping of this podcast. It's no longer called Successfully Spiritual. It's just called The Real Talk with Isabel. Because at the end of the day, that's really what Successfully Spiritual was giving you guys the real talk. We'll be talking on this podcast, relationships, just real life situations, dating, things happening in my life, spiritual stuff, entrepreneurship stuff, just everything that I am. So I'm really excited about it. We'll have some dope, amazing people come on and join us and join in the chit chat. So that should be really fun. But I think this podcast is going to be fun. I think it's going to be fun. For you guys that follow me on TikTok or on social media, you definitely can see there's been a lot of changes in my life within the last year. I am still very much a life coach. I will always be a life coach. It's part of who I am. It's part of what I do. I love watching you guys grow and succeed in life and do amazing things in life. So I will never stop doing that ever. But I know people are like, what are you doing? You know, I put a lot of my personal life in, so you guys definitely see me on the nightlife. And believe me, I've had enough business coaches tell me this is not what I should be doing if I'm trying to sound coaching. Here's my thought process in it. And here's what you guys have told me when I have done a lot of my lives, is that you guys like it. You guys like to see that I'm down to earth and real. You guys like to see my personal life because it makes you feel normal. It makes you feel okay, because I think a lot of times people put themselves on this pedestal. Like, I have to be super professional. I have to like show all my meditations. I have to like show this high profile of myself. And it's like, no, I'm freaking real. I love going out. I love having a good time. I love meeting new people. That's who I am. You either with it or you're not. And that's completely okay. And at the end of the day, the situations, my stories, things that I've gone through, they're a part of my life. It makes me who I am, and it makes me have the ability to teach you, right? I had to go through self-love. I had to go through growth. I've had to go through a lot. And honestly, we're never done healing. We're never done growing. So I might as well share my ups and downs with you. And that's the way I see it. So I'm really excited again for this podcast to be able to just share my voice, share my opinion, and you guys listen in. And if there's ever a topic that you guys are like, we want to hear more about this, we want to know about this, just DM me. I will make a point to bring it into a conversation. I will make it a point to talk about it. But if you guys don't tell me, I won't know. I was going to say I can't read your mind, but I kind of can. I don't know whose voice that was right now, but that was mine. Anyways, at the moment, I am recording this podcast. Let me first tell you that I have recorded this podcast 8 billion times. I feel like I recorded this podcast so many times because I was like, don't really know what I'm talking about. I don't really know how this is going to go. And here I am. So currently at this moment, I am getting ready to go later on to check out a spot that we will be hosting our first event at. We'll be hosting a brunch on May 25th. So it's based in San Diego. You guys need to get your tickets for that. Come join us. Music, sunshine, San Diego. I don't care if you're in LA, drive your butt down. And if you're in town, then you have no excuse. Come say hi. All right. So what have I been up to? I feel the question is more, what have I not been up to? As you know, last year I went through a breakup that definitely switched a lot of my life around. Had a little bit of a wake-up call because I realized how much of myself I was putting on the back burner. And she's back. She's back. I was saying that I'm definitely more than ever me. I'm me. And so when everybody's like, what's going on with you? You know, I'm just me. You see me living life. You see me doing me, and I'm extremely happy. Like I said, I learned I was putting myself on the back burner, and I think I was taking on a lot of energy that just wasn't mine to take on. And that's one of the biggest things I always teach you guys is a lot about like self-sacrificing yourself for other people, right? Lowering your vibration for other people, putting yourself down for other people. And we can't keep that pattern. You can't keep doing that. It's exhausting. You have to be able to call yourself out on your shit. You have to be able to realize like, oh my gosh, like why are you feeling heavy? Why are you exhausted? Why are you tired? And most of the times it's because you're carrying energy that just does not belong to you. And I think in this situationship, I was definitely caught in a toxic cycle, to be honest. I think we both knew it was toxic. We both were just going back and forth, and I was the one that called it. I'm always the one that usually calls off stuff. Like I'm always the one that has to be the one that's like, I'm not doing this. Like I'm out. I don't like that, by the way. Like I don't always want to be the one that's having to be the person that's calling it off. I really, really don't. But that's my personality. You know, that's me. It's like, I can only hold on for so long. I can only say stuff. I think I've learned now I'm a big communicator in all areas of my life. If it's not important, and I will bite my tongue, I try to see the best out of everybody. And I try to see other people's sides of things because I have to be able to stand in other people's perceptions and not just mine. I've talked about this before, how we all have a different map of the world, right? So if I asked you to draw a dog, the way you would draw a dog is different than the way I would draw a dog because that's your perception. It's not wrong. It's yours. But what we often do is try to understand people's perspective in our own world and bubble. And it doesn't work. And we have to learn how to step into somebody else's or see it from another side. And I say all of this, I forgot why. I completely forgot why I was saying all of this. I just realized in that I was able to step out of my own perception and realize like, that relationship was just not working, and it's okay. I grew a lot. I think I understood myself deeper, and here I am. So we have, within the last year, feels like, we've been dating, which thank you for listening on TikTok because you've heard all the dating stories. You guys were hearing all about the people I was dating. You were hearing when I was carrying a roster, when I was not carrying a roster, who was what. You guys were in the tea. You guys were showing up on a regular basis like this was a soap opera, and you were like, where are you going? Who are you getting ready for? What's the situation? What's the story? And I'm so glad at the moment in time, I have definitely settled my ass down. There is no more roster. And I'm really happy with where I'm at. So with that, I think talking about being happy with where I'm at, the lessons that I learned, oh my gosh, by the way, in the midst of all this, as I said, I've always been the person to break up with somebody, right? Like that's always my call. Like I will break it off. I actually got broken up with, like somebody actually broke up with me. And I was like, wait a second. First off, we were just hanging out. It wasn't really like a thing to break off, but they broke it off. Like we're done. Let me tell you though, that they broke it off after they took me on a trip and then they broke it off. So I don't know what happened on the trip that freaked them out, but something happened that freaked them out. And when I got back, it was over. And I was so upset about it, but not because of the person, but because my ego was like, wait. People don't break up with me, I break up with them. And I literally told this person that. I was like, people don't break up with me, I break up with them. So my ego was really kind of bruised, but that's okay. Back on the horse we went and had a great old time. And so things happen for a reason, and it is what it was. But it was funny because they were like, we still want to talk to you. We still want to have conversations with you. And I was like, no, no, you don't get access like that. You don't get access like that. That's not the way it works. You can't just be like, oh, I love all these parts of you and I want access to them. No, goodbye. Once we have sex, we're in a different container. You're put in a different container. Sorry. That's the way it is. I definitely think things, you can be friends, but I think you're put in a different container. Anyways, so that's that. What else is going on? So I think with everything, like I said, you know, here we are at this podcast, so much is changing. My platform is changing. The way I'm showing up is changing. And I'm really, really excited. I love talking about real life situations. I love talking about everything going on and you guys like listening with it. You know, it's funny. The other day I did a sexy love Zoom. First off, it sounds like it's an OnlyFans thing and it's not. It was basically about you guys getting to come on talking about love, relationships, and real stuff. And it just didn't flow with me the way I wanted it to. Like it really didn't. I love doing readings, honestly. And I did readings on there. I think the next one I won't, but I want to be able just to talk real with you guys. I want to be able to talk about, you know, sex, love, relationships. And we did that at the end when everybody had kind of was starting to like log. Okay. So like I said, we did some of that at the end. And that's the way I want to continue is I want it to be a platform where I sit, we hang out, we talk, we vibe, we go over things. It's fun. It's non-judgmental. You know, just doing and having fun with you guys. That's what I want to do. You know, being a life coach, but in a fun way. Yeah. Yeah. I like that way. But what was weird was before I did it, I actually did, I did a little bit of an anonymous question on my Instagram. I was like, ask me any question anonymously, you know, about relationships, sex, dating. I don't think I worded it right because majority of those questions were like, would you go out with me? What is your type? Are you talking to somebody? Are you single? Do I stand a chance? Can we go to the movies? And I was just like, this is not what I wanted. I did not want to answer any of those questions. I was like, I don't want that. Like I wanted you guys to ask me like, when a guy does blankety blank, when a girl does blankety blank, like I want those questions. That's what I want. So next time those things come out, you all need to go answer them in that way. Not if I'm going to go on a date with you, because no, I'm not going to go on a date with you. That's basically the answer. Especially if like you're reaching out that way. No, nobody should. Oh, hey, I'm anonymous. Will you go on a date with me? I don't know who the F you are. Okay. What else? I think with everything, as life has been lifing, I have learned a lot in the last year about just like going with the flow and not letting myself be contained. I think we as humans want to put ourselves as well as others in a box because if we do, then we understand how to navigate it. We know what to expect. We know how to read it. We don't have anxiety. We don't have these fears. But we get these fears whenever life doesn't go and fit in the box. But we're humans living this amazing soul experience. We're supposed to be evolving. We're supposed to be growing. And if you're going to be growing and expanding, you can't fit in a box. And you can't let yourself be contained. You have to learn how to flow because energy is constantly moving. It's constantly flowing. And so it may move in one direction one way and then flow in another direction another way. And you can't keep forcing the flow the one way. This is where we get caught up in, you know, toxic cycles or we get caught up in these relationships or situationships or we start putting ourselves down. We start doubting ourselves because at the end of the day, you know, we do have this untamed power. At the end of the day, we have infinite abilities to do whatever we want. We really, really do. The only thing standing in the way of any of this is ourselves. That's it. You are standing in the way of your dreams. You are standing in the way of your passions. You're standing in the way of the purpose. And I've learned more about just letting things flow because I can see where the universe is constantly delivering these amazing opportunities to me. And it's my job to either say yes or no. There's not a wrong answer either in that. Because if I say no one moment, I can see where the universe will deliver it again in another moment. And I will have that opportunity again. But you have the opportunity to say yes, or you have the opportunity to say no. And I have learned so much about just what feels right in my body, what feels right to myself. And that changes, right? So there's times where I'm just super focused over here, and there's times where I'm super focused over there. And neither one of them is wrong. It's just that I'm flowing with what the universe is presenting, and I'm allowing myself to show up because I feel safe in being me. And that is one of the biggest things I think that as a life coach, and I see working with my clients, is that people do not feel safe in being them. They don't feel safe in their expression. They don't feel safe in showing up in a different way than what people are used to, like seeing them as. They just don't feel safe. And you're the only one that can give yourself that. But that's, of course, why we have to go work on our child wounds, work on our past wounds, work on our life, work on stuff so that we can feel safe in us. We have just overly given that power away to so many people. And now it's time for us to rise up. It's time for us to call it back. It's time for you to just do what you need to do in your life and to show up and quit making fucking excuses. Quit with the excuses. Quit with the worries. Quit with the doubts. You're not going to always know the end game. You're not going to always know what the end looks like. It's going to change over time, and it will change, and it's okay. And you have to know at the end of the day that you're not going to let yourself fail and that you are safe in the expression that you're being called to be in at that moment. And that is one of the biggest things I've learned in this last year. People see me and they're like, you're having so much fun. You're living life. You're doing this. But it's because, again, I'm secure in who I am. I'm secure in what I do and how I show up. And I know that no matter what, everything is going to work out for the highest and best, because everything always does work out for the highest and best. That the universe has shown me this. You know, does it get scary at times? Abso-fucking-lutely. Is there times where I'm like, I don't know what the fuck I'm doing? Abso-fucking-lutely. But I keep showing up. You know, this last month, January, February, March, they were hard financial months. My business took a beating. I'm not going to lie. I was like, I don't know what the fuck I'm doing. I don't know how this is going to look, but I kept showing up knowing that I was in a part of new flow, that I was in a part of new rediscovery, and that something was changing. And now I feel like I figured it out. So now it's time for me to show up. And it's time for me not to be worried about those that are going to stick by my side, but just to keep going. Who's meant to come into my life right now is going to come into my life. Who's meant to stay will stay, and who's meant to go will go. And I trust that because I know my passion, I know my purpose, and I know who I am. And I say all of this to you guys because I want you too to feel the same way. I want you too to know, though, that as much as I talk this big game, it's scary as hell. I fucking freak out. I cry. I worry too about the bills. I worry about life stuff. It's not like I'm just like, la-da-da-da-da, everything's going to work out, you know. No, I worry too. I have to work on what I practice. I have to work on how I show up and what I say. So I say that because I want you to know that I am human. But that's kind of where I've really been at this year, all in all. And there's been so many changes in my life. And like I said, I'm super excited to share that with you. And I'm super excited to share some of these stories over time. I'm definitely going to have some friends pop on, you know, my girlfriends, different people that are just like, hey, this is what it looks like when we're shooting the shit. And it's funny as hell. And I might as well share it with you. So I'm really excited about this whole real talk, real situations, real life. Let me know what you hear. I don't care. I'm an open book. I will tell you about my sex life. I will tell you about my dating life. I will tell you about relationships. I don't care. I've already been an open book. It's what got me here in this job in the first place, right? Breakups, old marriages, family traumas, blah, 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 blah. I just don't want to always focus on the heaviness of it all. I want to focus on the fun of it all. I want to have the ability to show you guys we can laugh at life. We can laugh at our learning situations. We can laugh at our circumstances. We can look at things from a different perspective. So here I am. Anyways, thank you guys. We're going to keep this one really short for today, but I just wanted to pop on and say the podcast is back. We're here. I'm here with you. Let's do it. Tap in. Make sure you guys subscribe. Make sure you like and make sure you follow. And if you want to comment below and leave a review, even though this is a new podcast, leave a review because those reviews pop us up in the ratings. And I will see you guys later. Okay, bye.